The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
I didn't get the button pushed in time. I apologize for beginning with a cough. Hey, welcome to the Monday edition of Bob Burney Live. No, it was not a COVID cough. I have this habit of just before either Jeff hits the microphone on or I do, I give a big cough just to kind of clear my throat. And every once in a while, my timing is not real good, like today. Anyway, welcome to a Monday edition of Bob Burney Live. Thank you so very much for joining me. Hope you had a good weekend. Joy and I had a great weekend, a busy weekend. Had the privilege of preaching in all of the weekend services at Jersey Baptist Church out in Pataskala. Five services. Yeah, it was one on Saturday and then four yesterday. Now, you would think, and I preached the same message, you would think that by number five, it would have gotten much better. I don't know. But anyway, it was such a great privilege to be there with the fine folks at Jersey Baptist. John Hayes is the pastor, and he's had some physical issues, but he's doing fine. He's doing fine and was going to be there yesterday, but just wasn't quite up to it, and I had the privilege of stepping in. And I want to thank all of the folks at Jersey for their wonderful, wonderful hospitality and their reception to God's Word. So, Joy and I kept busy with other things throughout the weekend. It was a good weekend. It really was. Hope you had a great weekend as well. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I don't know whether this comes as a surprise or not, but Ohio GOP Senator Rob Portman says, I'm done, finished, hanging up my Senate saddle, and I'm heading home. He will not seek re-election in 2022. He will be retiring from the Senate at the end of his current term. Rob Portman has spent most of his adult life in public service on the federal level, the Ohio level. He has held several different offices. He is 65. He is announcing it officially later this afternoon, but numerous news sources are reporting that he is finished. Speaking to the Cincinnati Inquirer, Rob Portman explained, quote, partisan gridlock has made it difficult to accomplish much in the Senate and has contributed to his decision to leave Washington after working more than 30 years in various public service positions. Concerning his own tenure in the Senate, quote, I don't think any Senate office has been more successful in getting things done, but honestly, it has gotten harder and harder to break through the partisan gridlock and make progress on substantive policy, and that has contributed to my decision. Now, I don't want to be overly critical. Rob Portman has been absolutely solid on pro-life issues. The pro-life community has been able to depend upon Rob Portman just about 100% of the time. Solid pro-life record. On other issues, yeah, not so much. He was a very strong pro-family until his son announced that he was homosexual. And Rob Portman, and again, I want to be very careful here. Folks, part of my message yesterday at Jersey was on biblical convictions. I was preaching about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How could they stand up to the most powerful person on the planet at that time, knowing that they had been threatened with being thrown into a fiery furnace? And yet they didn't even have to think about the decision. No, we will not bend, we will not bow, we will not worship your statue. No, we will only worship Jehovah God. They didn't even have to think about it, even though their life was threatened. Why? They knew what they believed. And circumstances had nothing to do with their convictions. That's the kind of convictions we must hold. And if they are truly biblical convictions, they do not change when a family member changes. Rob Portman was on record. Marriage is between one man and one woman. I'm going to stand on that. That's what I believe. That's the way I'm going to vote. That is my conviction. Until his son said, hey, Dad, I think I want to marry another man. Then all of a sudden, the conviction was just a preference because of a, and hey, I understand the pressures of family. I do. I understand completely the desire to support your children. I truly understand that. But that does not trump real conviction. So when Rob Portman made that change, it told me that it was a preference rather than a true conviction. And although he has maintained his pro-life record, I've always wondered what would happen if a close family member approached Senator Portman and said, you know what, I think the only alternative is an abortion. See what I say? Anyway, I am disheartened that Senator Rob Portman gives as the major reason for leaving office as it's hard. It's getting tough. It's getting harder. I don't know that that is ever a valid reason for leaving something so important and so influential as a seat in the Senate of the United States. What would happen if if most of the people in the Senate said, well, it's getting hard, I'm going to quit. So I don't know. I wish him well. I really do wish him well. He has done a lot of good for the state of Ohio. He has. He's done a lot of good for the state of Ohio. Now, what this does is sets up a, I started to say vicious. It could be. It's going to set up, well, let's say an interesting primary for the Republican Party here in the state of Ohio. And I hope and pray that a strong conservative with conservative convictions wins the primary and runs for the Republican seat in the Senate. I fear, with the current condition of the Ohio Republican Party, I'm not real hopeful. So we'll see. Anyway, the primary candidates are going to be announcing themselves pretty quickly with the announcement of Rob Portman's retirement. We'll see. Hey, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Just a quick note, top of the hour, Lord willing. Former Franklin County Auditor Clarence Mingo will be dropping by for a live interview. I'm looking forward to it. And I think you will enjoy it as well. Well, in President Biden's inauguration speech, he spoke quite eloquently and powerfully about domestic terrorism, specifically singling out white supremacists. Okay, know what? I have no problem with that at all. I am absolutely opposed to white supremacism. It is evil. It is vile. It is sin. And I've spoken out forcefully for years about white supremacism and the threat of domestic violence from right-wing groups. I have no problem with that. However, he didn't mention anything about domestic terrorism from the left. They were completely omitted. Now, there is no doubt whatsoever that there were some white supremacists in the group of people that stormed the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. There's no doubt about that. The majority? Nah, I don't think so. But were they there? Yes. And again, should they be condemned? Yes. What happened to the Capitol was deplorable. And I, as I've said over and over again, every single person participating should be found and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But what about the endless, and I mean endless, riots throughout the entire summer all over America, including here in Columbus? Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars in damage. Hundreds, if not thousands, of individual businesses destroyed, and many of them put out of business because of the so-called protests and the riots. Now, all of you know those were not right-wing riots. They were left-wing. Antifa, Black Lives Matter. And I think if you look objectively, you have to admit there is a threat of domestic terrorism in America, and there is a threat from right-wing radicals. There's no doubt about that. But there is a much greater threat from left-wing radicals. And yet President Biden completely ignored them. What brings this to my attention? This headline: FBI investigates IED attack at California church targeted by protesters over anti-LGBTQ views. A bomb was detonated. The FBI and local authorities are calling it an IED, improvised explosive device. It was at First Works Baptist Church in El Monte. I've never heard of First Works Baptist Church before, but in doing just a little bit of research, they're out there. They are extremely, extremely, extremely anti-LGBTQ, and they have and by the way, I stand strongly for traditional marriage. I stand strongly opposed to the whole LGBTQ movement. But this church, okay, they're pretty extreme. No doubt about it. But they've never bombed anyone. Now, they have not found who planted the bomb, and fortunately, it was not during a service. No one was injured, but they had to evacuate 14 homes and 8 apartments in the area during the investigation as bomb technicians investigated and so forth. But it's almost certainly a left-wing attack on a church that stands against the homosexual agenda. Let me state it again. If you're objective at all, you should be concerned about the threat of the radical right. We should all, however, be much more concerned about the radical left. And I would hope that we who are conservatives would have no problem condemning what is coming out of the right. The left, on the other hand, has a terrible problem admitting the problems in their ranks.